if you struggle to get close to your standalone half marathon and marathon times in your triathlons, then I have some tips that I know you'll benefit from. So I've been working with long distance triathletes for the past 14 years, and the slowdown on the run, it's definitely a source of frustration when athletes first come to me for help with their training. But here are the three most common reasons athletes struggle to run well off of the bike. First, bike training doesn't focus enough on strength endurance workouts. So what is it? What exactly is a strength endurance workout? It's a workout that places additional stress on the muscles within your aerobic range. An example of this would be like big gear intervals at low RPM. And the focus of this type of session is really to build strength and resiliency within your muscles. The second reason athletes struggle on the run is that their bike training includes too many moderately hard sessions. Yes, you definitely should have intervals, but people go wrong on their long rides by pushing way outside of their aerobic zone. The aerobic zone really helps us to improve how our body uses fat. And if you're pushing too much, too often, you never really teach your body to use fat optimally. This will definitely catch up to you on race day when you need your body to be as efficient as possible. And the final reason we struggle on the run is athletes don't have a fueling plan to keep up with the calorie burn of race intensity wattage. Now, I'm not suggesting you replace calorie for calorie burned on race day, but we do need to keep ourselves from going into too big of a deficit. So how well you burn fat for fuel will definitely impact how many calories of carbs you need to replace. For example, at race wattage, let's say you're burning 900 calories per hour. And let's say that that athlete is burning 60% carbs and 40% from fat. So this would demand 540 calories of carbohydrates. If the person took in 290 calories per hour, then this would be a 150 calorie deficit every hour. Okay, for a half Ironman, let's say on a 240 bike split, this deficit is sustainable on the run for most people. Now keep in mind that the athlete burned 90% carbs instead of 60% carbs. The calorie burn of carbs would be much higher and likely create too big of a deficit, and the athlete would struggle on the run. So in summary, let's quickly summarize. If you approach the run with not enough strength in your cycling muscles, you haven't developed efficiency through proper training, and you haven't dialed in a fueling plan, then you're definitely going to struggle to run to your potential, no matter how great of a runner you are. And if you address for most one or more of these areas, it can lead to some pretty good gains in your next race. So those are the three tips. Try implementing those if you notice that you have a deficit in one of those areas.